Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or where you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. Find us over there. Captains with an S in the middle. America. All one word. Captains America. That's how you find us. And our website is simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, and thank you very much for getting up early.
Okay, you're welcome.
Or not going to bed or whatever it was you did. All right, I want to read something that I got last night that I read in the first hour. This comes from our friend James in Clearwater. He's one of our luncheon friends that joins us almost every Tuesday over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, and we'll be there today. He says, Captain, as deplorable as this raid was, we have to advise calm in no uncertain terms. We have to look at this as just another step in the left's plan to incite chaos and goad good Americans into an armed struggle against themselves. All the left needs is just a couple of unstable nut jobs or inserted activists to start armed resistance, and the deep state will declare martial law, finally giving them the total control of the United States that they've worked for more than 100 years to get. Calm, restraint, working hard, and keeping cool has to be the order of the day. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, we can't resort to the tactics that the left does, including what Black Lives Matter has done to the country, Ruth sent us tactics, so forth and so on. But, you know, I would say this. We've gotten to the point where Americans are beginning to take some justice into their own hands. And we're seeing that because of the crime going across America. Let's look at this, some of these jewelry store owners that have taken on, not all of them by a long stretch, but they've taken on some of these smash and grabs. Let's look at this poor guy at the bodega in New York where he fought back. Let's look at the liquor store guy out there, and I think it was California, that brought out his shotgun and shot the guys that came into the liquor store. So, you know, things have gotten in government and lack of government, including lack of law enforcement, gotten so bad that, you know, we were seeing a trend of, I don't want to say street justice, but it's kind of like we're beginning to fight back here a little bit. Now, when it comes to all things Trump and what the Stasi tactics did at Mar-a-Lago, we do have to necessarily be very rational, and we have to, and I think some of these pundits, like Laura Ingraham, is like, where are the Republicans? Where are the Republicans? They're not doing anything. Well, the Republicans are not in power.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got Kevin McCarthy coming out and telling some of these officials, like Merrick Garland, to clear his calendar and present all documents, that's important to understand because we... Can you imagine even being a good guy serving in Congress right now and the things that come across their desk? I mean, it has to be, you know, exhausting within the first hour of every day.
Right.
But, you know, the list is long. And if and when the Republicans take over the House and we look at this oversight committee again, the work that they're going to have to do is going to be unprecedented, which is, again, goes back to the reason that in some cases we need to have these special counsels. And, you know, let's not forget, too, that the FBI has had the Hunter Biden laptop much longer than this whole discussion nonsense with Trump. And yet there has been no special counsel. But why would that be? Well, isn't it fascinating that Liz Cheney's husband happens to work for the law firm that is representing Hunter Biden?
Right.
Does that should knock everybody's socks off.
Yeah. Yep. I knew that. Okay, let's take a question here. Wait a minute. I don't have enough time. Oh, caller, hang on. We'll take you when we come back from the break. I'll pick the phone up when we go to break because we're fixing to go to break in 10 seconds here. No, I did know that about Dick Cheney's husband representing Hunter Biden. Liz Cheney's husband. Yeah, I'm sorry. Representing Biden. I did know about that. Let's see here. Remember Chuck Schumer's statement regarding January 6th being a Pearl Harbor? Yep. All right, hold that thought. We're coming back, folks. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check it out. Sign up for the great articles that she writes. And I'm sure she's going to be busy after what transpired yesterday. Wow. Holy smokes. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Denise Simon.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch. Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon. 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Geico happens to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, and they've been saving people money for more than 85 years, and they insure over 25 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out more about them. And they will not only insure the car or the truck that you're driving, but maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll certainly insure that. Or if you want to lower your policy, all you got to do is add your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy to your automobile policy, and it will immediately lower your premium. Immediately. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go over there and check them out. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Hello.
We have Bagam and Bob on the line. So, Bagam and Bob, thanks for holding. What's your question?
Yes, sir. Okay, I just want to mention three quick things, and I'll try and get them as quick as I can. When they went into Mar-a-Lago, they confiscated all those documents, and I think that's because they think there's classified ones in there, and I don't know if they are or not. And also, I think that they were trying to find some business things that they can get Trump on, where he buy either for taxes or something like that. Second thing is Biden. I think they need to get, after we get the House and the Senate back, they need to go after him and hold some serious hearings on him, because he's done a lot of really criminal things. Third thing, police. The police are quitting a lot of the major cities, and if they don't have decent police coverage, then vigilantism is going to start to rise.
Yes.
Take any one of those things you'd like to put a comment on. All right, thanks like that.
Okay, and I can tell you that parts of New York City currently have vigilante groups there. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying, street justice. I mean, what I mentioned a minute ago, that, that's beginning to happen here. And it's not because people are seeking to take the law into their own hands. They're really doing this for kind of self-defense. Like the poor liquor store owner out there in California, which I think was in Riverside. But anyway, and this poor bodega employee, the thing in New York, he has left. He was forced to quit his job because of the threats that he was taking. Some people helped him get out of there. He was in upstate New York, kind of in seclusion until such time that he can get to his travel documents, and he's going back to the Dominican Republic. He said he can't deal with this. So there is fallout to some of these things that is happening here, and that's the sad place about where we are. You know, it's kind of fascinating to me with what we have going on at the southern border. With we have this activist Department of Justice. Has Merrick Garland asked the FBI to have any agents at our border?
No,
nobody's ever asked that question.
I don't think so. No.
Right, and we already know that there are maybe hundreds, we have no idea what the number is, of people that come across that border that are on the terror watch list. And what has gotten almost no airtime is the fact that there are several hundred, and I think it may have been 1,000. I don't know what the number is. I don't remember. It was a couple days ago. But several of the Afghan refugees that we took in this, lift that we did out of Kabul were on the Pentagon's watch list. So it's kind of like, where's the FBI on that?
Yeah.
Where's the Department of Justice on that?
Yeah.
So we have missing pieces of where the Department of Justice should be and where the FBI should be. Now, Christopher Wray is disturbing me in a big way. Last week he testified, but he cut his day before Congress in the hearing short to get on an airplane to go on vacation. But I would argue that he already knew that this warrant was in process because it just doesn't take a day.
Nope.
So I would say that the time that he was testifying, he knew that this warrant was about to happen.
Let me read you what Fred in Fort Lauderdale just sent us. He said, Captain, thanks for getting Denise on early this morning and Kyle, too, for this important segment on Mar-a-Lago, the raid. The AG himself, Merrick Garland, had to have pre-approved all of this, and an FBI or prosecutor had did the probable cause for the federal crime. There was a crime committed, all right, but it was by the federal government. What do you think of that statement?
Well, you know, we have to kind of be careful on our accusations here until we see the warrant application and the warrant itself. So, this is how a republic collapses, and we're seeing it. The other thing that kind of scares me here is this whole thing changed the entire news headlines, which was this Inflation Act that the Senate just passed that went over to the House, okay, that they're supposed to vote on later this week, allegedly. Because of they're doubling the size of the IRS.
87,000 agents.
Now, that into itself ought to be a terrifying condition here. And what they're trying to sell us is is that nobody that makes under $400,000 a year will be investigated by or audited by the IRS.
Not true.
We can't believe, ladies and gentlemen, not one thing now that has come out of the entire Democratic or Democrat apparatus. We cannot believe it anymore.
Well, here's a little fact that I'll throw out there right now. Of the audits that need to be made that are stacked up that haven't been made yet, the majority of them are from people making less than $200,000 a year.
Well, what they're saying is that they're going to go after small business.
Right.
Small LLCs and whatnot.
Right.
I would argue, and this kind of personally happened to me on Sunday, that they need these additional agents to look at the alternative payment platforms like PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle, and
sure.
so forth. And I think that is, in fact, where they're concentrating. We had this big brouhaha about the $600 that has to be reported to the IRS. Remember that whole thing?
I do.
Oh, no, they're not doing it. They are, in fact, doing it. And I know they're doing it because I sold something on OfferUp on Sunday, and then I get this message from OfferUp that says, hey, we can't complete your transaction until you tell us these other things about your bank accounts.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So, that must have made you feel good.
Well, you know, I hadn't sold anything that had to be shipped out of state on OfferUp for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to get that message, and I will tell you I would have ignored it had I not gotten the message. But consider how many people use Zelle, use Venmo, use PayPal, or all these other electronic payment systems.
Yep.
And it isn't about the 600. It's about the accumulation of transactions that hit the $600 threshold.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those transactions already exposes your bank accounts. So
mm-hmm.
now the IRS, when these get reported, the IRS has your bank account information.
Yep. Yep, you're right. And I know that for a fact because of the fact that I get direct.
I just said it.
Yep, I know that. Same thing applies to me.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to go to a cash business, ladies and gentlemen, which I've pretty much worked pretty hard to do here in the last couple of years. Just go to cash.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We will continue this tomorrow, I am sure. Hopefully the DOJ will say something today, and we'll be able to clarify that.
We'll see.
All right, have yourself a great day now.
Yes, sir, you too.
All right, Denise Simon, and she started out earlier today, earlier than normal. We got a lot of stuff involved in the conversation, so there you go. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department declined to comment on the search of former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. In a lengthy statement posted to a social media platform, Trump confirmed that the FBI was at Mar-a-Lago, characterizing the search as a raid that wasn't necessary or appropriate. Sources have told multiple news outlets that the search is in relation to classified documents that Trump took with him when he left office. Republicans blasted the search, calling it a weaponization of federal agencies. The white father and son who chased and killed a black jogger in Brunswick, Georgia, each received a life sentence for committing federal hate crimes. 36-year-old Travis McMichael and his father, 66-year-old Greg McMichael, already received similar sentences on the state level for Ahmaud Arbery's murder. The man who recorded the February 2020 incident, 52-year-old William Roddy Bryant, was sentenced to 35 years. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, you can find out more about the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Don't forget, naa.edu. All right, now, here's more about the National Aviation Academy. They're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, before we go to our caller who's on the line, I want to mention that Donald Trump has said exactly what he's going to do if he wins election in 2024. He is going to rehire all of the military service members that were fired because they were not vaccinated. Now, he said that on Sunday, and if he were, or Saturday, sorry, Saturday when he gave his speech at CPAC. Now, this is already really hit a thorn in some of the sides of the woke folks, which may be another reason why we've seen what we've seen here with the intrusion at Mar-a-Lago. But he also said something else here, which when I tell you that, it'll probably blow your mind because it's blown a bunch of people's minds. You know, there's more than 19,000 U.S. Army personnel who have refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine. This was according to Army data on the 14th of July, 2022. Now, the Army approved a total of 24 medical and 19 religious exemptions of that group from the COVID-19 vaccine. So that's how many soldiers are in the works to be fired, dumped, let go, whatever word you want to use. Now, here's the other straw that's in the mix. In response to another question, Trump said that he'll very strongly consider pardoning any nonviolent political prisoners, including veterans, who have been indicted as a result of participating in the January 6th Capitol breach. He said, we certainly will be looking at it very strongly, adding that he'd made previous statements about potentially pardoning January 6th political prisoners, and that's not going over very well with the insiders in D.C. Now, I think many people are being treated very unfair, Trump said. Having to do with that, and we'll be looking at that very strongly, I think you know the answer. Now, Donald Trump is being Donald Trump and ruffling a bunch of feathers. No surprise there. But then again, just because you didn't take a vaccine, or just because you got caught up in a situation that maybe wasn't your doing to begin with, they're going to hold you totally responsible? I don't think that's such a great idea. That's just me. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
David from Sandusky, Michigan.
What's up, David?
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of, like I told you a while back, I've been doing a lot of reading. I read through the complete lecture of the Geneva Convention, and then this morning I was reading up on, I got curious about Posse Comitatus.
Mm-hmm.
And according to both those articles, I kind of have a suspicion that Biden and the Democrats are in violation to both those articles.
I wouldn't doubt for a second. They're certainly in violation of the oath they took to defend and support the Constitution of the United States.
Exactly. I looked that up, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they broke that oath.
Mm-hmm.
And that's isn't that a charge for disbarment?
I don't know about disbarment, but it certainly can get them removed from office.
Exactly, that's what I was getting at.
Okay. All right. Well, let me throw that out there for the audience, and you have yourself a great day, and stay out of trouble up there in Michigan.
Heck, I can't afford to get in trouble. You know, bless me, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, David. Thank you. Okay, it's David up there in Michigan. Okay, let's see. All of this is happening, as predicted, on the assumption that the 2020 election was straight up and legit. Okay, that's an interesting comment, Eric. I thought all of this is being done because the Democrats think that they can do anything they want to. Because they have a mandate. Remember when they use that word? They have a mandate. Sure they do. Again, I will tell you, in my humble opinion, the people we're going up against are evil. They're evil. They're bad. People from the swamp, the deep state. Some of them are elected officials, some of them aren't, some of them work in the government, some of them may not. Some of them may be business people that are intertwined with the money circle in politics, but they're bad and evil people. And somehow, they need to be removed. Somehow. Now, we the people run the show. You heard me say that many, many times. We can put pressure, intense pressure, the likes of which that they've never seen, on Attorney General Merrick Garland and the FBI Director Christopher Wray. Telegrams, emails, text messages, whatever you can do, saying resign or saying we will impeach you. How's that? One or the other. Send that to them. If they get that by tens of thousands every day or hundreds of thousands every day or maybe even millions every day, it's going to affect them. It's going to affect them because they know what's going to happen after the midterms, and now I have to use the word if and when the Republicans take back control of the House of Representatives and the Senate. If we get control of both, we're in the driver's seat, even if the Senate's only by two or three seats. But you got to make sure the people that you're electing are not rhinos. They need to stand and be counted for what they say they're going to do. And if they don't do what they say they're going to do, then you need to immediately start planning on getting them voted out the next time around, because they're there for 2 years in the House and 6 years in the Senate, unless you want to start making plans to impeach anybody that's in there that lied about getting elected. After all, that is what the Democrats are going to try next. Watch and see. If they win this tay-to-tay that's going on right now, if they win that, the Democrats, and I don't think they will, they're going to feel emboldened to do anything they want to do. And folks, we've got to turn out. We've got to turn out in big numbers. Not only in the primary, but also in the midterm. We need to turn out in big numbers, and we need to vote. Now, I've already voted in the primary. I took my absentee ballot, drove it over to the supervisor of elections office, got out, walked in with my cane, handed him my ballot, made sure it went where it was supposed to, and away I went. And if you're voting that way, you need to do the same exact thing. Don't just stick it in the mail and think it's going to get there. Too much can go wrong. Your vote is too important. Okay, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He tried to call me an hour ago. I'm going to have some fun with that. He tried to call me an hour ago. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, who's calling us from Europe today, all the way from Greece, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, and of course, Acura. Now, many of you know the Acura car, you know the quality, you know the history behind it, and I'll tell you what makes it different when it goes to Moss is the fact that you wind up with the You Save, You Serve program, which means that all active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get a discount on the vehicle of your choice. There you go. That's new or pre-owned. In addition, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Doesn't matter where you live, that's what you get. And they're located on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, live from Greece this morning, we've got the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very curious, first of all, to find out what you're hearing about the United States over there with all the nonsense that's gone on since Sunday. And then last night, Mar-a-Lago, holy smokes.
Yeah, the Mar-a-Lago news, it's definitely going fast. It's on all of the European stations so far in Bloomberg Europe and also the local stations here as well. They're trying to, trying to make heads or tails out of what's going on in the United States. Because, again, it doesn't, this is not typical, obviously, of what we're supposed to be like in our country. And we've all known the overreach of the FBI for a very, very long period of time. And I've actually made the suggestion that the whole agency needs to be, you know, taken down, dismantled.
Don't forget the DOJ. They're up to your eyeballs and alligators. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Department of Justice, all of that stuff. And again, these are all entrenched bureaucrats that, and they're almost like political appointees that never go away, depending on who gets elected. And they're always in there. They're entrenched. That whole concept of the deep state, it's real. We all know it's real. And this, again, I'm kind of curious to see. I mean, you've been obviously covering this all night long.
I have.
Think that this would piss off a lot of Americans on both sides of the aisle with this type of overreach.
Well, right now, this is backfiring on the Dems. This has fired up the Trumpsters like you wouldn't believe. For example, the first thing that happened was call out the cavalry. Here they come. You ought to see the vehicles and the people at Mar-a-Lago that have just shown up over the course of the night. And, I mean, they're coming from all around, not just the South Florida area, but all around. I've actually seen some vehicles from my area up here in Tampa that are down there in front of Mar-a-Lago on the street.
But my question is this. I don't know if you have the answer to this. What if Trump was there and he's got Secret Service detail there? How does that work out?
There would have been a confrontation, I guarantee you.
They're showing up at a resort with machine guns? Like this is some sort of, third world country? I mean, it's crazy. Many respects, I guess that's what we've become. We've become a third world nation. It was a great piece I was reading in The Atlantic this while here on vacation, and they were talking about how the European diplomats are talking back and forth that their concern is, you know, what happens if America implodes based upon the politics and what's going on in the country. Now, again, we have, first-rate military, and obviously our businesses here are strong, but, the politics right now, I really can't think of them any more divided as it is.
Well, that leads me to an email I just got here from Fred B. down in Fort Lauderdale. So Fred says, this is how republics fall with weaponizing the FBI and the DOJ. Now, more than ever, we need to take back the Senate at our earliest possibility and the House of Representatives, too. And do not underestimate the Democrats for controlling the narrative with news stories like the Mar-a-Lago estate raid taking inflation off the front pages.
Inflation, you could take inflation off the front pages, never really made that much of the front pages. People see inflation every single time that they go to the grocery store and they're doing their normal things and what things cost. And people, I'm telling you, we're getting royally screwed in the United States. I'm here in Greece and, the place is packed, it's mobbed, there's tons of people from all over the world here. The food costs are nothing. I mean, you'd flip if you actually saw what it costs to go out to eat here. It's incredible. How inexpensive everything is.
What's the price of gasoline?
Basically the same. Again, I got to calculate my head because it's by liter, not by gallon. And of course, because you're in these islands, you're driving these small cars because the roads are very narrow. They don't burn much when it comes to fuel. But when you go out to eat or you need to go to a grocery store, it's crazy. How about this? You know how much bottled water? I'll give you an example. I got to pack a bottled water, for the kids in the room and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Six big, huge bottles of water, $1.50.
For all six?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with people. They're here for their first time. They're in the airport, and they get a small bottle of water, and it's 50 cents. I said, that's $8 at JFK, for crying out loud.
Yeah. I mean, it's $2 and $3 a bottle in a grocery store if you buy in a six-pack.
Everything. And it's just so much less. I mean, it's regulations, taxes, the government getting involved in everything we do. People don't realize it. They take a look. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying any taxes, my income. You're not paying income taxes. Mm-hmm. You're paying taxes every single time you buy something and all the embedded costs due to regulations and the crap that they put on businesses in the United States.
Well, look, you know what happened on Sunday, right, when they passed that legislation?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't see, and you tell me where I'm wrong, I can't see that 15% in additional taxes going into corporations not being passed along to John Q. Consumer.
Of course it is. every single thing in there, not to mention the taxes that are on coal, the taxes that are on oil in this. It's going to get passed down. Your electric costs are going to go up. Every single tax out there on a corporation, it's going to increase it. Not to mention the fact, you know, you're going to hire a Gestapo of another 87,000 IRS agents. I was thinking about it. They're going to have to, you know what they're going to do? They're going to have to reinstate the drafts. They have to use selective services to draft people and train them to be accountants. Because where in the world are they going to find 87,000 people, college graduates with accounting degrees, that are going to want to go work for the IRS? They're going to work for some accounting firm making, you know, six figures. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to think that you're going to unleash this on small businesses in the United States, it's disgusting. It really is.
But it's not going to go to small businesses. It's going to wind up on John Q. Private Citizen because they got a whole bunch of audits on people that make less than $200,000, including a whole bunch that make less than $100,000, that are stacked up that need to be done.
Well, that too, yeah, but also you think about, you know, maybe that's what, you know, a lot of small business owners make. They're going to go after subchapter S businesses as well and pass-through entities.
Wow. So, in your humble opinion, Greece is a much better deal for the American citizen right now than everything that's going on, in your humble opinion.
In my humble opinion, night and day, you know, as far as what costs are concerned. I haven't been all over Europe. You know, I don't know what things are costing. I mean, obviously, I'm the Northern European. They're having all their energy issues and whatnot. They don't have them down here, but they do up there. So, obviously, they, you know, Germany and all these other countries up there are different. But, you know, you try to explain to me, you have people scratching their heads, how is everything so inexpensive here? Not to mention I'm on an island. Okay, I mean, it's at the islands over here. You got to actually transport them on ships, put trucks on boats to move a lot of the goods and services around. How come their costs are not that much higher? I mean, it's crazy to me. It really is. And the only thing is, it's regulations and taxes and the way that we do things in the United States. The fact that we have a large swath of the country producing corn to put into cars and crap like that. Nonsense. We don't do our agriculture the right way. It's a disaster. It really is.
Right. I got you. All right. Well, the question is, where is the IRS or the government going to find 87,000 agents, foreign nationals, visas? Oh, yeah. There you go.
I can't even think you're going to get that many, you know, from India to come over here.
Well, remember the H-1B, what was it, H-1B visas?
The H-1B visas. I hear you. But again, you've got to be well-versed in tax law to do that. I mean, maybe they'll try doing that. That there's a, you know, it's a good point that's made there. But again, you know, they're going to get here as well. They're going to have that visa. And they're going to say, gee whiz, you know, maybe I can get a job over at, KPMG or something like that, a big accounting firm, and make six figures.
Well, Eric in East Tennessee is saying, why not? Everything else is being offshore or imported. Why not have that too?
Well, again, you know, it's shocking. I don't think you're going to get how many kids are going to go to spend time going to business school and getting accounting degrees, which is difficult, and say they're going to want to go get a civil servant job. I don't know.
All right, listen, we'll talk to you tomorrow live from Greece. Have yourself a great time there, and I know you were up early because you called me an hour early. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He did. He called me an hour early at 3:45 in the morning, my time, which means that he lost track of time. Well, I'll be right.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.